Hezbollah Secretary General Sayed Hassan Nasrallah and head of the March 14th coalition and PM hopeful Saad Hariri held talks to discuss dialogue and prospects for the new Lebanese cabinet and their first bilateral meeting after the legislative elections, which were held on June 7th. And although this is considered a development on the Lebanese arena, it is believed to be rooted in a regional perspective and specifically improved ties between Saudi Arabia and Syria. Two Saudi envoys have reportedly visited Damascus in recent days.
Definitely, the SS relationship, I mean, in Arabic they say, the SS relation between Syria and Saudi Arabia has been improving widely since the past 3 months, let's say, or so. In the last visit by Prince Abdulaziz, son of the King Abdullah, the King of Saudi Arabia, this visit, the official visit, actually, unofficial, some people say, this can affect directly, you know, the relationship between Sayed Nasrallah and MP Hariri in Lebanon.
Hezbollah is considered a close ally of Syria, while the Hariri family has a traditional unique relationship with Saudi Arabia. Saad Hariri has been at odds with Damascus since the assassination of his father and ex-premier, Rafiq Hariri, in February 2005. He had previously accused Damascus of being behind this assassination, but now as he is expected to become prime minister, many believe that Hariri's meeting with Nasrallah could be the beginning of a new stage in relations between the March 14th camp and Damascus, in addition to its importance concerning the future role of the resistance.
The resistance, I mean, headed by Hezbollah in Lebanon, resistance is a first priority to the opposition by large. And this has been, you know, pressured by even General Michel Aoun, which is one of the biggest opposition leaders in Lebanon, and along with Hezbollah leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah and Speaker Nabih Berri. So this is a priority. The next priority could be considered the relationship with Syria.
With all Lebanese sides agreeing on addressing what they refer to as the threat represented by the right-wing Israeli government, the internal controversy over Hezbollah's arms could die down. But internal disagreements still continue as Lebanon now faces the task of forming a government, which many opposition leaders refuse to participate in without certain conditions being met. Whether the factors that led to this meeting were external or not, it is a big step forward for the Lebanese political scene, where sectarian differences played a major role in the instability of Lebanon. However, it remains unclear how this meeting will contribute to the successful formation of a cabinet. Serena Shin, Press TV, Beirut.